Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism, Detox Your Mind Daily. Ever feel like your phone's glued to your hand? Like you're constantly checking notifications, scrolling through feeds, and just existing online instead of truly living? I get it, we're all swimming in a sea of digital information. It's relentless, right? But what if I told you there's a way to navigate this tech tsunami with grace, without feeling like a drowning man clutching at straws? Today, we're diving into the powerful practice of self-compassion, your secret weapon against digital stress and overwhelm. Listen, being kind to ourselves is not about becoming a pushover or letting everything slide. It's about recognizing that we're all human, fallible, and doing our best in a world that constantly pushes us to do more, be more, know more. Think of it like this. Imagine you've got a friend going through a tough time. What would you say? You wouldn't berate them for making mistakes or pile on more pressure, right? You'd offer support, understanding, and maybe even a good cup of coffee. It's time we extend that same level of kindness to ourselves. So how do we cultivate this self-compassion in the face of digital overload? Here are five key takeaways. First, acknowledge the struggle. We live in a world where being always on is glorified. But constantly checking emails, social media, and news feeds can drain your energy, steal your focus, and leave you feeling anxious and depleted. It's not weakness to admit that this constant digital barrage takes a toll. Recognize it, name it, and don't be afraid to step back. Second, practice mindful breaks. Ever notice how much easier it is to get lost in your phone than to truly savor a cup of coffee or a sunset? Mindfulness helps us reconnect with the present moment. Take short, intentional pauses throughout your day. Put down your phone, close your laptop, and simply breathe. Notice the sensations around you, the sounds, the smells, the feeling of the sun on your skin. These moments of stillness can recharge your mind and body. Third, set boundaries, my friends. You have the power to decide how technology impacts your life. Set specific times for checking emails and social media, create tech-free zones in your home, like the bedroom, and don't be afraid to say no to unnecessary digital demands. Remember, you're not obligated to be available 24/7. Fourth, cultivate offline activities. What brings you joy beyond the screen? Reading, painting, playing music, spending time in nature, rediscover the simple pleasures that nourish your soul. When we focus on experiences that don't require a digital connection, we create space for genuine connection and inner peace. Finally, be kind to yourself. This is the most important takeaway of all. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer to a loved one. Acknowledge that learning to navigate this digital world is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of progress and setbacks. But remember, every step towards self-compassion is a victory worth celebrating. Let me share a quick example. I used to be glued to my phone, constantly refreshing social media, feeling like I needed to be in the know at all times. It was exhausting. Then I started practicing mindful breaks, taking a few minutes each morning to simply sit and breathe, focusing on the sensations around me. And you know what? It made a world of difference. I felt calmer, more focused, and less stressed. Now, whenever I feel that urge to mindlessly scroll, I take a deep breath and remind myself. Jake, you've got this. You don't need to be connected all the time. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being perfect. It's about embracing our imperfections and treating ourselves with kindness. It's a powerful antidote to digital stress, allowing us to navigate the online world with greater awareness, intention, and peace of mind. So take a deep breath, be kind to yourself, and remember, you are worthy of connection, joy, and true fulfillment, both online and offline. Now, go out there and make today amazing. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. And as always, keep those phones in check, detox your mind daily.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.